Lesson 47, Let Us Rise Up and Build. Ezra, chapters 1 through 8, Nehemiah, chapters 1 through 2, 4, 6, and Nehemiah, chapter 8. Prayerfully study the following scriptures. A. Ezra, chapters 1 through 6. King Cyrus frees the Jews who have been captive in Babylon and invites them to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. Ezra chapter 1. Zerubbabel and Jeshua lead approximately 50,000 people back to Jerusalem, and they begin to rebuild the temple. Ezra chapters 2 through 3. The Samaritans offer to help work on the temple, are turned down, and attempt to stop the work. The rebuilding ceases. Ezra chapter 4. Several years later, the prophets Haggai and Zechariah exhort the Jews to finish the temple. The Samaritans continue to oppose it. Ezra chapter 5, see also Haggai chapter 1. King Darius renews the decree of Cyrus to rebuild the temple, and it is finished and dedicated in about 515 B.C. Ezra chapter 6. B. Ezra chapter 7 through 8. Ezra receives permission from King Artaxerxes of Persia to lead another group of Jews back to Jerusalem. Ezra and his people fast and pray, and the Lord protects them. C. Nehemiah chapters 1 through 2, chapter 4, and chapter 6. Learning that the Jews who have returned to Jerusalem are in great affliction and reproach, Nehemiah receives permission from King Artaxerxes to go to Jerusalem to rebuild the city walls. Nehemiah chapters 1 through 2. The enemies of the Jews seek to prevent them from rebuilding the walls. Nehemiah keeps the work going forward until the walls are finished. Nehemiah chapter 4 and chapter 6. D. Nehemiah chapter 8. After the walls are rebuilt around Jerusalem, Ezra reads the scriptures to the people. The people weep and desire to obey the words of the law. After Nebuchadnezzar died in 562 B.C., Babylonia declined rapidly in power. In 539 B.C., Babylon fell to the Medes and the Persians, who were united under the leadership of Cyrus. See Daniel chapter 5. Unlike Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus was a benevolent ruler who treated conquered peoples kindly and respected their religions. Shortly after taking over Babylon, Cyrus invited the Jews, Israelites, and his empire to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. In 458 B.C., Ezra, a Jewish priest and scribe, brought another group of Jews back to Jerusalem from Babylon. Nehemiah, a Jew who held the important office of cupbearer, butler, in the court of the Babylonian king, obtained a royal commission authorizing him to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Nehemiah and Ezra worked together to help the Jews accomplish this task. A. What did Nehemiah do when Sanballat asked him to stop working and meet with him? See Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. How do some people try to distract church members from the Lord's work today? How should we respond to such distractions? How long did Ezra read the scriptures to the people? See Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 3, and verses 17 through 18. How did the people respond? See Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 3, 6, 9, and 12. How can we be more attentive as we read the scriptures? How can we develop the kind of excitement for the scriptures that these people had? Additional reading, Haggai chapter 1, Ezra Bible Dictionary, page 669, Nehemiah Bible Dictionary, page 738. End of lesson 47, Let Us Rise Up and Build.